Hi, I'm Gary from Stonyfield, the organic yogurt company. Do you know the difference between foods labeled organic and foods labeled all natural? You might be surprised. Learn more at stonyfield.com. We're proud to be the leading organic yogurt maker and honored to support living on Earth, and hope you will too. Donate at loe.org.
The month of April is many things. Poet T.S. Eliot termed it the cruelest month, and it is, after all, tax time. But in April, we also celebrate Earth Day. That would be on the 22nd, and Poetry Month. To mark both planet and poetry during April, we have a series of offerings. Here's our first.
I'm Janice Harrington. Something that I heard many years ago, which struck me, was someone who said, "We never see a tree. You might see an oak, you might see a willow, but no one has seen a tree." And it made me realize how I go through a day looking at things as classes of objects rather than as specific entities. And there's another marvelous saying from the Luba people of Africa. It's a grave offense to them if you do not greet them when you see them, because to do so is to say that they are ghosts. And so when I go through the world or in my writing, I'm trying to greet what's around me through that specificity, through their name, so that they exist. And if they exist, if nature exists, I exist. What there was: pine, catalpa, pin oak, persimmon, but not tree. Hummingbird, hoot owl, martin, crow, but not bird. Canis, honeysuckle, coxcomb, rose, but not flower. Wood smoke, corn, dust, outhouse, but not stench. A spider spinning in a rain barrel, the silver dipper by the back porch. Tadpoles shimmying against a concrete bank, but not silence. A cotton row, a bucket lowered into a well, a red dirt road, a winging crow, but not distance. A rooster crowing, cows lowing in the evening, wasp humming beneath the eaves, hounds baying, hot grease, but not music. My mother running away at 15, my grandmother lifting a truck to save a life, an uncle at Pearl Harbor, Webster sitting at the back of the bus when he looked as white as they did, but not stories. The entrails of a slaughtered sow, the child born with a goat's face, the cousin laid on a railroad track, the fire that burned it all, but not death. This poem, a snuff tin sated with the hair of all our dead, my mother's nighttime talks with her dead father, my great-grandmother's clothes, passed down, but not memory.
Janice Harrington teaches creative writing at the University of Illinois. Her poem, What There Was, is from her book, Even the Hollow My Body Made Is Gone, by BOA Editions. Coming up, two very different journeys into the Amazon jungle. One filled with poisonous snakes and bloodthirsty ants in order to document a remote tribe. The other, easy breezy, a new virtual voyage through the rainforest. Stay tuned to Living on Earth.
Support for Living on Earth comes from the Grantham Foundation for the Protection of the Environment, supporting strategic communications and collaboration in solving the world's most pressing environmental problems. The Gordon and Betty Moore Foundation and Gilman Ordway for coverage of conservation and environmental change. This is Living on Earth on PRI, Public Radio International.